Hi, this is a dictation for Angela Lee, A-N-G-E-L-A-L-E. Date of birth is 7-15-91, date of accident 5-25-2020, and date of service is 6-6-2022. Ms. Angela Lee is presenting here for follow-up evaluation. She reports that her headaches are continuing at the rate of 6 to 7, mostly less often, but when they come, they are severe, and the frequency is lessened, but severity remains. They are mostly on the right side of the temple. As they have been going on before, her vertigo and dizziness are present, along with loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. She still feels confused and disoriented, as well as vision problem with spots in the vision, loss of vision field, as well as lack of focus, lack of concentration, and memory loss. The patient has not found a neurologist, but she is going on neuropsych evaluation. We could not locate a neurologist to accept her case, despite trying our best. Her pain in the right shoulder is quite worse. It is occupying the right neck and the right upper trapezius, as well as right shoulder, with difficulty time lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees on the right shoulder. There is also a radiation of the pain and numbness and tingling into the right arm all the way up to the wrist. In addition, patient suffers from pain in the lower back and slight pain in the right knee and right ankle. There are 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. 10% to 20% relief has been reported, and the ADLs are not affected beyond 3 at this time in any category. In the system review, patient reports of headaches, which are right-sided on the temple, severe, associated with dizziness, vertigo, fainting, blackout, occasionally difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, as well as lack of focus, lack of concentration, and confusion, disorientation, loss of memory, anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from stiffness of the right shoulder, right side of the neck, lower back stiffness, and pain in the right shoulder, neck, and upper back, mid-back, lower back. She also suffers from right-sided wrist and hand pain involving the third, fourth, fifth finger, hip pain on the right side, and right knee and right ankle and foot. No difficulty in walking is reported. In the GI, patient suffers from ongoing nausea and vomiting, as well as stomach pain, and denies any diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, chest pain, coughing, and I'm so sorry. In respiratory, there is an asthma, chest pain, and coughing, but denies any difficulty breathing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports only slight improvement in the pain, but there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. Current pain medication, Orfran. Substance abuse, none is reported, and compliance is the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that blood pressure is 121/84, pulse is 83, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 5-9-2022. Dictation number is 511-0511-071, along with the diagnosis. And the plan is to continue the medication. Patient has two refills on this medication list, and they are as follows. Patient is provided with Celebrex, duloxetine, tramadol, Lunesta, Acifex, Voltaren gel, and lidocaine patch. Patient does like the medications, and she is feeling good. I've already again asked her to contact Dr. Narayan Verma to be accepted as a patient for neurology workup, but it's almost like 2 months from now she will be seen. Other than that, the patient is stable. She has been given a choice to look for another further injection treatment to the subacromial bursa, the rotator cuff tendons, and intra-articular shoulder injection, and also see an orthopedic surgeon for a possible scoping surgery. Regarding her cervical spine, only two discs are bulging. Doesn't appear to be tremendous amount of pathology. Intervention is needed, maybe a one or two shots more. And in the lower back and sacroiliac joint on the right side, things are improving, although there is only one disc that is herniated. Again, patient has been advised to consult a surgical team to find out if a surgery will benefit her more. Since she does not have any radiculopathy, either cervical spine or lumbar spine, or weakness of the extremities, the reason for doing surgery is minimal, but patient has a right to get a consultation. Other than that, she will continue her physical therapy once a week, focusing on the neck, lower back, shoulder. She has been advised about home exercise plan, and she is putting back on light duty. Thank you.